Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you've never watched a Rams game in your life before, and you don't know what a fourth down is or how a team scores, you don't have to be an expert for enjoyment to occur. If you need a team to root for, that's what we're here for. It's not a car, it's not a bus. Hop on board, you're safe with us. Welcome to the bandwagon. He's Larry and I'm Kevin. Welcome to the bandwagon. Go Rams, go, now come on in, all aboard.
Maybe a little extra pumped today, Larry Morgan. Is that, do you think that's a result of the Rams winning, or what,
hold
what
on.
Do we got?
Hold on.
We've been waiting 10 days for that, right?
I definitely was waiting until end of game to breathe again.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something, Kevin. You have known me for a little bit, and I would be willing to say that you've never seen me anything other than relatively even-keeled. You don't see me lose my temper. You don't see me, like, I don't have wild swings of emotion in real life.
Yeah, 100%.
Right?
Yeah, yeah. Even-keeled is the exact term I would have chosen, yeah.
Yes. If you had been watching me yesterday during this game, you would have seen a side of me that I am not proud of. Everything from pacing back and forth in the living room, using words that a sailor would blush at. I really feel like I was very close to being one of those people you hear about who would throw a heavy object through the TV screen at one point if it had gone a certain way. And I don't want to be that person.
Yeah.
I am not proud of that, Kevin.
Sure.
But, boy, the anxiety that game caused me yesterday, because there was so much that felt good for such a good amount of time.
Yeah.
And then... Oh,
yeah, Larry hit it on the head. If you didn't watch the game, as a quick recap, and by recap, we're not going play by play. Essentially, what happened is a big lead in the first half. Literally, it was 28-3, which was the iconic Super Bowl score against the Falcons that the Patriots came back by. So it was kind of an irony there. And what was the final score? I think it was 28-3 at the half or just after the half. Ended up being 31-26 or something like that. Very close.
27, maybe?
Yeah.
I can't remember.
The Falcons just kept scoring in the second half. The Rams kept not scoring. And it turns out in a football game, that is not a good combination for trying to win.
And it would have been to have that much of a resurgence in the first half and then to lose that game that way, there would have been imagine what we'd be talking about today. Imagine what the coaching staff would be having to go through today about a real collapse. And there's still some concern there.
Yeah.
But luckily, you do have, Jalen Ramsey, who's got a little beat up last week and, you know, it has high expectations on him. The fact that a superstar like that comes through at the end.
A big interception to ice the game, literally sealed the win. It was incredible. He had some hops on that interception, by the way. That was insane.
To get up, and I mean, you see his height. He's not the tallest guy in the world. For him to get up there and snatch that out of that Falcons
from behind, it's not like it was an easy interception. He was behind the dude. Yeah, that was incredible.
And clean as, so, I mean, look, there is no doubt that was an exciting game. I would have much preferred two similar halves. But it does lead me actually to, you know, we don't want to dig too deeply into stats, but this feature, which very well could possibly be a regular feature here on Welcome to the Bandwagon. By the way, welcome everybody. I don't think
welcome aboard. Sorry, we just got so carried away with our emotions, but welcome to the bandwagon.
I hope everybody's breathing a little easier today on this.
Yeah.
A couple of episodes ago, we did a rate Matthew Stafford's performance feature here on the podcast, Kevin. And of course, I did a little twisty, a little switcheroony, because we were so not wanting to have to address the loss to the Bills and move on, that what we did was rate Matthew Stafford's performance in his Little Caesars commercial, where he delivered this spectacular line.
Pizza, pizza!
Yeah, right.
And Larry, well, by the way, ever since you brought that up, I have seen that commercial 7,000 times. It is always on.
Not just that commercial, but if you did watch the game yesterday, depending on like how you watch it, if there's a streaming service you use or whatever, if it was NFL Ticket, you probably didn't get to watch it yesterday. I don't know if you heard about that, but they had troubles again 2 weeks in a row.
Yikes.
with people's inability to watch the early game yesterday. So they're going through some stuff. But if you were paying attention yesterday, there is more than one. Little Caesars commercial that features Matthew Stafford. Oh. And there is one clearly that runs, obviously they're going to place it during a Rams game. So I thought we would actually do a little bit more of a hybrid feature today, which is episode 2 of Rate Matthew Stafford's Performance that will integrate his Little Caesars performances with his performance on the field versus the Atlanta Falcons yesterday.
You're getting wild, man, and I love it. I love it.
I know. I'm pushing the envelope here. Now, the other spot that I'm talking about involves Matthew Stafford basically in kind of a training camp for Little Caesars, and he goes through a series, let's say a series of progressions, which quarterbacks are apt to do, in trying to get the signature tagline down.
Pizza, pizza.
Now, that doesn't work that great. He gets another shot.
Pizza, pizza.
And better, but we're still not there, right? So
pizza, pizza!
All right, so he finally, that's a really aggressive one.
Yeah, sure is.
And by the way, kudos to the Little Caesars marketing department who, however long ago, decided, you know what? Our tagline is simply going to be just somebody saying what we make. And somebody else in the room went, how about twice?
Two times
in a row.
Pizza, pizza.
All right.
No mistaking that, right?
So, Kevin, here's what I'm going to ask you. This involves you here. I'm going to ask you to rate Matthew Stafford's performance in the game against the Atlanta Falcons based on this sliding scale. Is it going to be this?
Pizza, pizza.
Which is kind of lame. Is it going to be this?
Pizza, pizza.
An improvement, but not great.
Uh-huh.
Or is it going to be this?
Pizza, pizza!
Just like dead on target, getting it right. All right? So you understand the concept.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, sort of like low-end pizza, medium pizza, like high-energy pizza, pizza. Yeah, I got it. Yeah,
like the meat lovers would be
totally
the top one, totally. If you like meat.
Yeah.
All right, so let's start with Matthew Stafford's performance in the first half of the game. Where would you rate Matthew Stafford's performance? Here?
Pizza, pizza.
Here?
Pizza, pizza.
Or here?
Pizza, pizza!
In the first half.
I mean, I'm tempted to go full on with the high pizza, pizza. He killed it.
Pizza, pizza!
Yeah.
You know what? To me, that sounds absolutely right. At one point, he went 12 for 12 passing.
Yeah.
Things were really humming. His first incompletion actually was an interception by the Falcons in the end zone.
Yeah.
And, you know, look, we all know Stafford is prone to interceptions. He's a bit of a gunslinger. He goes for the big plays sometimes, and whether that's a good decision or a bad decision, we know he makes interceptions. He has throughout his career. But that first half was such a turnaround from what we saw against the Bills.
Yeah.
So completely agree with you on that. I think judges, yes. They said, thank you. Yeah, I still, you know what? You would think I would have loaded up a ding, ding, ding by this time.
I got your back, Larry.
Now, on the other hand, Kevin, where would you rate Matthew Stafford's second half performance? Here?
Pizza, pizza.
Here?
Pizza, pizza.
Or here?
Pizza, pizza!
I mean, I think I'm going to go on the opposite extreme there. I mean, I think that's the singular pizza, pizza.
Pizza, pizza.
Yeah.
I got to say, pretty rough.
Yeah.
And it's not all on Stafford either. I mean, he did throw another interception, which was, in my memory, just a really bad, you know, decision. But also, they just really seemed out of sync. They definitely looked like the Rams of week one
yeah.
versus the Bills, I think. So,
yeah.
again, absolutely. Now, how about overall for the game? Just
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Just the entire game, if you add those two together,
yes.
does it even out or does it ultimately come out on the upside? So here.
Pizza, pizza.
Here.
Pizza, pizza.
Or here.
Pizza, pizza!
Well, math class, I learned that you add the two together and then you divide by the number it is. So 3 + 1 / 2 = 2. I'm going right in the middle with the middle pizza, pizza. That's my
pizza, record. Pizza.
There it
that
is.
That one. Yep. Yes. Okay. You know what, Kevin? I think you're dead on. Now, here's a little bit of an outlier, and this really gets in the weeds with it. Oh, by the way, overall, he was 27 for 36, 272 yards. That's 75%. So technically a C.
Okay, all right.
Three touchdowns, but two interceptions. But I still think that leans toward the middle of the pack, especially when you have some pretty high expectations for that high-powered offense to be able to get it there. So
definitely.
Sorry, Matthew, but you're only getting middle ground there. How about, this is the last one.
Sure.
It's only been two games, so, you know, these numbers could be all over the place, but this is going to take you guessing because I guarantee you don't follow this stat. Because I don't. What is Matthew Stafford's quarterback rating for the first two games of the year, according to ESPN? Where is his quarterback rating in the pack? Is it here?
Pizza, pizza.
Here?
Pizza, pizza.
Or here?
Pizza, pizza!
First of all, I'd like to say that I think the quarterback rating should be based on that pizza, pizza system always, because I still don't really know what a quarterback rating is or how they get the numbers. So if you're listening to this and you're like, what the hell is a quarterback rating? Don't worry, you're not the only one. I'm going to guess that it's, I would hope that it's middle of the road, pizza, pizza, the second one.
Pizza, pizza.
Yeah.
Kevin, dead on again. Unlike me, you are really good at these games. Of course, I don't make them as freaking tricky as you do to try and fool me.
Right.
Everything's out there in the open. But yes, according to ESPN, Matthew Stafford currently has a 49.8, which is not great, but it's early in the season, so nobody's looking great, really.
Yeah.
But he is number 17 out of 32 quarterbacks. To me, that is right in the middle of the pack.
Sure.
Just so you know, he's just below Carson Wentz and just above Russell Wilson.
Wow.
To really hurt, right now, number one quarterback rating, according to ESPN, is Josh Allen.
Oh, yeah. Buffalo Bills. That's not surprising and good for him, but sucks for us. Yeah.
So look, two games in, it's really hard to tell which team is going to be showing up, but we know that Super Bowl championship Cooper Kupp showed up.
Oh yeah,
a whole bunch of other guys showed up. Robinson showing signs. There were so many good things in that first half. I choose just to think about that performance.
Yes.
So Matthew Stafford, we still have a great deal of faith in you. Speaking of performances, I will tell you, and this really hurts to say this as a USC guy, but. I'm going to say this, and this might be controversial, and this might be a hot take, but I believe that color commentator Mark Sanchez is a worse TV commentator than he was an NFL quarterback. And I'm sorry, as a USC guy, I hate that, and that might sound mean, but wow, Mark, wow.
It's a hot take, but not an unpopular one. Based on my scrolling through of Twitter in the last in the last few hours. Yeah, Mark Sanchez. For those who don't know, just in case we have new fans coming aboard, Mark Sanchez was a very successful and popular quarterback at USC. I can't even remember the years, but like 10 to 15 years ago now, somewhere in that.
Yeah. And came out pretty early. He had such heat around him that he did leave for the NFL draft at a time where he maybe hadn't realized his full potential at the collegiate level. And he got drafted very early, as they are often want to do. The Jets made a very poor decision and drafted him as their quarterback, which got them in the playoffs, I guess, for two seasons in a row, but he was not a spectacular addition, they had a pretty good running game, and he had a few good games. But the notorious butt fumble will always
Google it if you don't know. He literally runs face first into his own center, I believe, but just, and that's probably what he's most.
And knocks the ball out.
Yeah, exactly. That's probably what the play he's most famous for. So not a successful NFL career. Now he's a color commentator for Fox broadcast. So every now and then there's a roving crew of people who do the Fox games, including shout out to Joe Davis, announcer of the Dodgers, who I'm biased because I'll bring any chance to bring up the Dodgers, but I think does a spectacular job in anything that he calls. He was not part of this game. Mark Sanchez's color commentary. Here was my take on it as I was watching the game, as I was like, Mark Sanchez is trying to be like Tony Romo, but just not doing it as well. I think Tony Romo does a great job. He just, he kept trying to drop in these little quips and these little, I don't know. It was very much a trying too hard kind of thing, in my opinion.
He was really struggling, I think, to get the right kind of information out. And as somebody who has played, you would think he would have greater insight.
Yeah.
But there were times where I was trying to help him along from my side of the TV. It's like, maybe mention this, Mark. What about that? And he just kind of wouldn't get there.
Well, throughout.
And I'm not good at that. I'm not saying I'm good at that.
Totally. But yeah, but you could sense that he needed some assistance there. Here's what I did is throughout the game, I just started putting in my little notes in my phone, little things that Mark Sanchez was saying, because I just almost couldn't believe them, or they were so like dad jokey that I had to take them down. And I turned these into a 3-question game for you, Larry, that I don't have a name for, but basically Mark Sanchez has totally inspired me to hopefully crush your spirits once again and give you some difficult questions. I thought about this. I was like, I could just present these and not make Larry answer questions, but I was like, where's the fun in that? This is
especially difficult because you just went 4 for 4 in our little
exactly
quiz.
I so, sure did.
You know what? It's fine.
Okay.
It's fine.
Well, let's do. Well, okay. So the most I would say popular thing that he said, the most talked about thing that he said was when he was talking about our center Coleman Shelton. He cleared out the defenders. He blocked the defenders really well and created a great lane. And the way Mark Sanchez chose to say that, he said Shelton's clearing out defenders faster than a teenager clears out his search history on his web browser. Holy smokes. That was said during the game, and Twitter just blew up, right? Yeah, it was a wow moment. See, because teenage boys and their web browsers. Yeah.
See, that's one he had tucked away. He had that because he was not that quick for the rest of the game.
No, it was so funny you say that, because that and several other things that he said, I was like, okay, he wrote that thing down and had it ready to go. That or somebody else wrote it for him. I was like, that did not come off the cuff for him.
Yeah.
But so he says that he's clearing out defenders faster than a teenager clears out his search history on his web browser. Larry, is let's talk about the internet, shall we? I looked up what the most visited websites in the United States are. And this is based off of just the month of August, FYI. That was the way they had the breakdown. So I have 4 options for you, and I want you to name which of the following was not in the top 10 of the most visited sites in the United States on all of the internet. Right. So which one of these was not in the top 10?
Not in the top 10.
I have A, google.com. B,
has to be. Okay.
B, reddit.com. C, paypal.com. Or D, twitter.com. Which of those 4 was not in the top 10, Larry?
I would say twitter.com, simply because most people utilize that as an app on their phone, which would not register as a go-to site. So most people are not using that on a desktop or a laptop. So I'm going to say twitter.com. Let me hear that ding.
I am so impressed, Larry, and quite honestly relieved. As much as I like to make fun of you losing, I don't like when you lose. I want to see you win. So this is a good start. Yeah. I thought maybe the paypal.com would throw you off. I was surprised to see that one, but I guess it makes sense. It's the way people exchange money. Just a quick rundown of the top 10: Google, YouTube, Facebook, Amazon, iCloud.com, Reddit, Apple, PayPal, Yahoo, Instagram, and Twitter was number 11. So it was just out of the final
oh,
10.
Wow,
I know,
okay.
Very surprising.
Who's using Yahoo still?
I do not know.
Really? Is Ask Jeeves in there somewhere?
Maybe
holy
we
cow.
We need to get it up there. Our listeners need to get Ask Jeeves in this top 10. That's our next.
It's still
goal.
Around, people. It's still around.
So after Cooper Kupp made a great touchdown catch and really a great throw by Matthew Stafford, just kind of lofted into the end zone, Cooper Kupp caught it. Sanchez was commenting on what a precise throw it was. And he said, the way he said it was, it's one thing to drop it in a bucket. It's another to drop it in a shot glass or a red Solo cup. And, you know, as kind of silly as that was, I was like, well, at least that painted some good imagery. Because he's right. It was a perfectly placed little toss.
Right.
So,
but let's keep in mind, a shot glass, very tiny, red Solo cup, a little bit bigger. You could have picked one of those.
I think it's such
a weird comparison.
I think he could have stuck with the shot glass. I think he wanted to drop in the Red Solo Cup reference just because I think a good portion of America loves their Red Solo Cups. And that's why I created a question about Red Solo Cups for you, unsurprisingly.
Okay.
And it's just simple. It's as simple as this. Larry, how many Red Solo Cups are produced each year?
Oh, good Lord.
I know. And I was not going to make you just guess it. I gave you options, so you have four options to choose from. Is it 4.4 billion? 5.4 billion, 6.4 billion, or 7.4 billion? How many Red Solo Cups produce each year?
Billions.
I know.
Billions.
I know.
Well, clearly, you know, it's going to be a big number. There are so many fraternities in the world alone. And also, you know, family reunions. You know, how many things?
Exactly.
I'm inclined to go with the highest number, 7.4 billion. I mean, if these things are used around the world, I would imagine they're quite popular. They look pretty cheap and easy to produce.
Mm-hmm.
Probably filling up landfills around the world to great heights. I'm going to go 7.4 billion.
I love it, Larry. I love it. You're killing
two for
it.
Two for two.
Knocking it out of the park. 7.4 billion. And to do my social responsibility, my global duty. Yeah, you're right. Those things.
You said duty.
Any chance
Sorry.
I get. Those things are filling up landfills, right? These are. Look, I don't know. I didn't go into a deep dive of what Red Solo Cups are exactly made of, but I understand it's plastic and non-recyclable and just sits in landfills. What I did discover upon this research is that there is a company called Earth Cups. They make their cups the exact same size as Red Solo Cups, and they're 100% biodegradable. They're made of corn resin, and even Mark Cuban is getting in on this. So I'll take a second to plug Earth Cups and say, you know, next time you're playing beer pong, maybe use one of these biodegradable cups and enjoy your beverage and save the planet all at the same time, right?
That's a great idea. Look at you.
I know.
Look at you being ecologically, I don't know.
Responsible?
I don't know. We're recording this still too early. I haven't had more, even though I won the game. I think I turned my brain off when I got those first two done.
You're like, okay. I've done all the thinking I need to do. Yes. All right. So we'll forgive you if you missed the very last one that we got here for you.
Okay.
This was nothing super fancy in what he said, but he was talking about how Matthew Stafford, I think he had thrown his second interception or made another turnover, something like that. And Mark Sanchez was saying, hey, you know, bad plays come in bunches, which is great if you're at the grocery store. And did not finish that thought because things are sold in bunches. Bananas, for example.
No, but how is it great? How does that? Okay.
Yeah. Bad plays come in bunches, which is great if you're at the grocery store. But see, the thing is, Larry, not great on a football field.
No, nor great in a grocery store because how do bad? Okay, go ahead.
So here's what I did is I'd say the most common things sold in bunches are fruit, as we're aware. Bananas was the example I gave. So here's what I got for you, Larry. Which of the following fruit was not in the top five of fruit sold last year in 2021? So we're looking at the top five fruit sold in 2021.
Next time I see you in person, I'm going to slap you, I swear to God.
I know you're a fruit connoisseur, Larry. Which of these was not in the top five? I have
not in the top
yep,
five.
I have bananas, grapes, watermelon, and blueberries.
All right. Watermelon. Going right for watermelon. It's somewhere near the top, but not in the top five.
Sorry you didn't get your three for three. It is actually blueberries. I was surprised that's, you know, not surprisingly, that's why I included watermelon, because I did not think it would be in the top five.
Blueberries can be a little on the expensive side.
Yeah.
So those others, that makes sense. And you know, watermelon very, very popular in the summer, and a lot of people pick those up, and they're relatively cheap.
You're exactly right.
I just figured it's such an investment.
They're so big.
I mean, of time and effort.
Exactly.
To lug a watermelon, cut it up, divide it up. You know, cross your fingers that it actually is going to be sweet and tasty. You know, thumping it. I've never found that to be. Anyway, we could analyze watermelons all day. It's kind of sounded like I was going to there for a minute.
Next episode will be our watermelon special. So we'll dig a little deeper.
You got to have something to talk about.
Yeah. Your top five were bananas, strawberries, grapes, apples, watermelon, and blueberries was number seven. So we can wrap that up. But I'm going to go ahead and say, you know, overall, I'm going to give you a ding for today. That was 2 out of 3. It was very impressive. Good job, Larry.
2 out of 3. Good. Well, I would say maybe I was...
Pizza!
That's how good I did. I think that's a pretty good... for me, you know, if you're going a sliding scale of my past record,
yeah,
I was definitely at the top end of that.
Totally. So. Well, you know, we both got a win in our various games today. The Rams took away a win on Monday, so we are... you know, again, let's not focus on the downfall, which I know everyone will focus on. We're 1-1. We got the one in the win column, and that's all I'm happy about. That's all I care about.
Got the monkey off our back, absolutely, although it was a bit of a struggle, and it was at home. It's going to be maybe a little more difficult next week. Travel game, away game at Arizona. Mm-hmm. Arizona had their own come-from-behind win yesterday, if I remember correctly. So, I mean, they're not a team to be overlooked, but the Rams, if they perform the way they did in the first half, should be able to take care of Arizona. I'm still a little concerned about our defense. Getting all the right pieces in place and giving up a little bit too much yardage and a little too many big plays. And they definitely have the Cardinals the ability to, you know, watching former USC receiver Drake London catch virtually every pass that got thrown yesterday for the Falcons, by the way.
Scary.
Was like, ooh, wow. You know, you got a good receiver out there. You might get dinged a little bit. So, but we've got more to address before we get there. In fact, look forward to our big all watermelon special on Thursday.
It's going to be juicy.
Yeah. Hey, so please, if you get a chance, if you in any way find this enjoyable, we hope that you subscribe. We are here twice a week. Also, if you get the chance to rate us on whatever platform you listen to this fine, award-winning podcast, free on the Odyssey app and anywhere you get your podcasts, and tell your other Rams fan friends to jump on board. You're more than welcome here. We would love to welcome all who want to be a part of this very
pizza
season so far.
Yes. And hopefully we get that pizza through the roof.
Pizza!
Fingers crossed.
Welcome to the bandwagon.